try to write comments on people's lives, what you might call in some places a sermon or a talk. I could not do a better job than what you have done expressing the true meaning of what this young man shared. And understanding how to love your neighbor, because you are each other's neighbors. Corey exemplified passing that kind of care and understanding on to each other. He understood what it meant, not only to love his neighbor, but what people miss in that is loving yourself. You can't pass it on if you don't have it. Corey had it and passed it on to all of the people. There are probably 100 more stories in here. I'm going to ask you to please share those with his parents and with Katie. Understand that they've invited you to come to their home to share some food and share some thoughts. There will be things that were said here today that you will have one of those aha moments. And I have them about 2 o'clock in the morning when you slap your head and go, ah, I got it. And you'll remember. Well, write it down and call them. You probably don't want to call them at 2 o'clock in the morning. No. Although on the other hand. But I want to share that because we live in a world that has a lot of trouble understanding what it means to love each other. And truly, when you take the time to help people solve problems, and you do it with your heart and your head like this young man did, you truly do, as the principal said so eloquently, make a difference. You are a world changer. Corey is a world changer and will continue to be. It's a privilege to be able to see him grow up and know him and participate in remembering him. You ready to talk? Come on.
Are there any more stories anybody wants to share first? Come on, I'm Karen. Yeah, I don't want to cut anybody short.
We have some time.
I just real quick, I wanted to reiterate, I mean, part of everything that Quinn said, that Corey was a wonderful friend, and he was there 100% for you. He always, I was a freshman the year after he graduated. And I was so blessed to be kind of adopted into this little family that he was kind of the glue of. And it was a wonderful little group. And all the way through, he was so smart. I remember the one time I came over to his house and asked him what he'd been up to. And he said, I'm just learning a new computer language. I said, oh, you close to being deaf? And he said, yeah, how long have you been working on it? About 2 days. So that was pretty typical. And this past year, on my 17th birthday, I was kind of just hanging around my house. I didn't have a lot of big plans, and he called me up and said, so I want to take you out to lunch. And I said, where? And he said, you know where. Okay, I'll see you there. Stay in there in 15 minutes. So I showed up at Chipotle about 15 minutes later. And it was, you know, it was his restaurant. We walked in there, and everyone kind of knows who he is, knows what he wants. And we came in and had a burrito together. I, you know, was probably planning on going home a little bit later, spending a couple hours with him, catching up, and it was all of a sudden, you know, 10 o'clock at night, and we'd just been talking about philosophy and about questions about just everything in the world, and he was just a wonderful friend, and the distance was never, ever a problem. Every time I saw him, it was like, he never left. I worked the same job that Molly did at the church as an audio technician, and same thing happened that I would turn around and there he is, just sitting in the chair, spinning around, ready to go. And you know, you take a walk down the block, and I say, Corey, I have to go do something. And he said, it's okay. We'll just walk a little more. We'll just talk a little more. And you'll get there. No worries.